Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Lemay. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Luis Tiant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Luis Tiant. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bob Savarin. Batting second. The center fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dignan. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Cap Peterson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Paul Casanova. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tim Cullen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Ortega. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Phil Ortega. And now, play ball. Lemay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Savarin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of May. Savarin reaches second base with a double. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron strikes out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard strikes out. Two outs. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton takes first base on ball four. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ortega fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Savarin juggles the ball. That's an error on Savarin. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown bunts towards third. Savarin fields it and throws to first for the out. Fuller moves to second. One out. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant strikes out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen strikes out. One out. Phil Ortega is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortega strikes out. Two outs. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Savarin hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a fly ball towards center. Allen catches it and throws to first to double up Davalillo. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Senators. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan is 0 for 1 in the game. Nan strikes out. One out. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0 for 1 in the game. Peterson strikes out. Two outs. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0 for 1 in the game. Casanova hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Casanova moves to third. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Casanova scores. Allen moves to second. It's 3-0, Senators. Phil Ortega is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortega is 0 for 1 in the game. Ortega strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 1 in the game. Sims hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Casanova settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuller strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 0 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alvis moves to second. Jim King pinch hits for Luis Tiant. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Alvis moves to third. Brown moves to second. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King takes first base on ball four. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Orlando Pena now pitching. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Savarin hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Peterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davalillo moves to second. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davalillo scores. Horton moves to third. It's 3-1, Senators. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 2 in the game. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan is 0 for 2 in the game. Nan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0 for 2 in the game. Peterson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Casanova hits a line drive towards third. Alvis catches it and throws to first to double up Peterson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 2 in the game. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fuller for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon pinch hits for Orlando Pena. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Howard. Salmon reaches second base with a double. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a fly ball into right field. Peterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Chico Salmon now playing right field. George Culver now pitching. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Allen moves to third. Fred Valentine pinch hits for Phil Ortega. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton has Allen trapped. There's the throw to Sims and over to Alvis, who tags Allen for the out. Cullen moves to third. Valentine moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Savarin is walked intentionally. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cullen is attempting to get to home. There's the throw to Culver and Cullen is out. Valentine moves to third. Savarin moves to second. Two outs. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Valentine now playing center field. Bob Humphreys now pitching. Ed Brinkman now playing shortstop. Tim Cullen now playing third base. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Davalillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Valentine who is chasing the ball. Davalillo reaches third base with a triple. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-3 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Howard. Wagner reaches second base with a double. Davalillo scores. It's 3-2, Senators. Dave Baldwin now pitching. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Horton strikes out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Alvis strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton pinch hits for Duke Sims. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Valentine who is chasing the ball. Hinton reaches third base with a triple. Wagner scores. It's Indians, 3, Senators, 3. Fred Whitfield pinch hits for Vern Fuller. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield takes first base on ball 4. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Whitfield. The throw from Casanova and he is safe. Whitfield steals second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Hinton now playing right field. Joe Askew now catching. Chico Salmon now playing second base. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Howard strikes out. 1 out. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan is 0-for-3 in the game. Nan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown misplays the ball. That's an error on Brown. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Casanova hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Stroud now playing center field. Fred Valentine now playing left field. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Salmon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Demeter pinch hits for George Culver. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. Davalillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Brinkman fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Don Demeter now playing left field. Sonny Siebert now pitching. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allen strikes out. 1 out. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cullen strikes out. 2 outs. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentine hits a fly ball into left field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cullen fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baldwin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Mike Epstein pinch hits for Dave Baldwin. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein strikes out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 3. The Indians will come to bat. Casey Cox now pitching. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew strikes out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Salmon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan is 0-for-4 in the game. Nan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Casanova strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 3. The Indians will come to bat. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Demeter hits a fly ball into center field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Davalillo hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allen strikes out. One out. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cullen hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentine takes first base on ball 4. Casey Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Valentine. The throw from Askew and he is safe. Valentine steals second. Frank Bertena pinch hits for Casey Cox. Frank Bertena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertena hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 3. The Indians will come to bat. Darryl Knowles now pitching. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Alvis hits a line drive towards short. Brinkman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Hinton hits a fly ball into left field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. SQ fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0 for 1 in the game. Stroud hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan is 0 for 5 in the game. Nan hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Peterson hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe SQ is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. SQ is 0 for 1 in the game. SQ takes first base on ball 4. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Salmon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Demeter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. SQ moves to second. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 3 for 6 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Casanova strikes out. 1 out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Valentine hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. SQ fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 3. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez pinch hits for Sonny Siebert. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Horton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Casanova settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2-for-6 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knowles fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Connolly now pitching. Doug Camilli pinch hits for Darryl Knowles. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli strikes out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-2 in the game. Brinkman takes first base on ball 4. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stroud strikes out. Two outs. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brinkman. The throw from SQ and he is out, Brown applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 16, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Lines now pitching. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hinton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Askew takes first base on ball 4. Hinton moves to second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Hinton moves to third. Askew moves to second. Bob Priddy now pitching. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Salmon takes first base on ball 4. Hinton scores. Askew moves to third. Brown moves to second. It's 4-3, Indians. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Demeter strikes out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 3-for-7 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Davalillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stroud who is chasing the ball. Davalillo reaches third base with a triple. Askew scores. Brown scores. Salmon goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, Indians. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Priddy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single and a walk. Horton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Peterson. Horton reaches second base with a double. Davalillo scores. It's 8-3, Indians. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2-for-7 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Alvis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 16, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan is 0-for-6 in the game. Nan hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Peterson takes first base on ball 4. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Casanova takes first base on ball 4. Peterson moves to second. Bob Allen now pitching. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Allen strikes out. 2 outs. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 2-for-6 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Washington Senators, 3. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.